All right, I guess we can just get started. So, hi again, it's me again. when I'm not working on... I like to work on pretty technical stuff, but every now and then I need some lighter work to do. So one of the things that... one of my kind of pet projects to work on when my brain is hurting is to look into trying to get the MESA website... make it a little bit better than what it is now. So this is not meant to be a talk. This is meant to be just a kind of a discussion. But I have a little bit of a presentation to begin with to kind of like present my view of things and what can be done better. And I have some proposals and stuff like that. So yeah. So for the first thing to talk about is what's wrong with MESA3D.org right now. It's a pretty old website. It was written 15 years ago, kind of the current version of the web part of it, not necessarily the content. It's like written in HTML 4.401. It's mobile phones didn't have browsers back then. If you ever like try to go to MESA3D.org on your phone to kind of read some documentation, maybe while you're on the train, it's not fun. This is kind of what started my itch here. I kind of like wanted to check some stuff while I was on the bus, and yeah, it wasn't very fun. So now we're 15 years later, and the world has changed quite a bit. We have HTML5 now, and translating kind of the MESA website is a little bit of a pain. We have better markup languages and tools for dealing with this. Maybe some of this was already around back then, but not quite as popular and adopted. We have static site generators and GitLab pages, and GitLab CI and stuff like that on freedesktop.org. that we can use. And I think kind of the thing that whenever I dig into this bothers me the most is that we're kind of like thrown all of the web presence stuff on MESA into one bucket and kind of stirred it around, and we're getting like a website that's kind of a jack of all trades, master of none. It's not a great homepage. Like if you want to read about MESA, it's kind of like off-putting. You don't like you have to dig for the right information. As documentation is kind of bad because you have to, like, if you're reading the entry stuff, you have to open it in a browser to read it in a reasonable way. The raw HTML isn't fun to read. We keep updating it with the broken HTML stuff because, you know, HTML is hard. And the releases are just kind of like in a subfolder on the same site. You don't get any good CDN or distributions around the world for the releases either. So it's kind of like it's not great at either of the things. So my proposal is to split it into three different sites. One is the homepage. That would be MESA3D.org. This is where you go to kind of read about the project. It should be built, I think, using a static site generator like Jekyll or Hugo, or, you know, it's not really important. Just the important bit is that it's easy, I think, to read and edit and work on. It should probably live in a separate repository from the website, because I think the homepage shouldn't really contain things that pertain to the source code. That's for the documentation and for what you get once you download the source code. It should contain stuff like where do you download it, where do you go for filing issues, where do you read documentation, all of these things. Then the documentation, I suggest having as a separate site, something like docs.mesa3d.org. We should build this using a from CI, from the master branch or release branch of MESA, using Sphinx or Gitbook or one of those more modern documentation tools. This means that we can actually read the entry sources in a reasonable way on a human-readable market format. And releases, I don't really have a great answer to. It's a little bit of a pain. So GitLab Pages, which we ideally, I think, want to move the website into being hosted at, doesn't deal great with a large set of static binary files. You have to upload them for every build of the site. You have to copy them into the sets of stuff, and yeah. So I'm wondering if we should have like just keep a separate web server instance running and use some reverse proxy to put it in the right space, or we move, like stop uploading where we upload move to somewhere else. The problem with moving is that we don't want to break links. We don't want to break current build scripts. I think we need to, at least for some time, live with a reverse proxy on top to get the links to keep working. So the benefits here are that we can now, once we split it like this, we can build a kind of flashy marketing site for the homepage where you can like read about the project, kind of stuff like that. And it can be like a practical, you can have a practical and clean documentation site. So you kind of like separate between what's like attention grabbing and what's kind of like pushing the information kind of first and foremost. Yeah, and then we kind of get away from the whole jack of all trades, master of none shenanigans that I think we currently do. We can edit the documents in like some sane markup language instead of raw HTML. And right now we have the same HTML boilerplate repeated in every document. So if you ever want to change a detail about that boilerplate right now, it's not great. It's super painful. And I think we can. The last point here is like I think we can move to something that's a little bit less opaque, because right now it's not really obvious to figure out how to change the website. Yes, there's documentation. It's all in the tree there. You can submit patches, but it's not really documented on the website. You don't know, like if you go to mesa3d.org, you have no idea that this is actually the docs folder of the website. So we could put like an edit this page GitLab, for instance. There's more. I think we can work more on this process there. So here's my proposal for a new homepage. So I've built this site. This is kind of what it looks like. It's not a fantastic website, but it's kind of what I was able to clobber together. It's built using Jekyll and Bootstrap, and I made a custom, so it's not using any of the kind of built-in themes, because I wanted to have a little bit of familiarity with the old website, so you kind of like recognize a little bit that you're at the Mesa website. So the little gears in the corner there and like a dark header with a white background. It's mobile friendly. I don't show this here, but it reads works really nicely on phones. It builds HTML on the CI using GitLab Pages, and it contains only the kind of the static parts about Mesa, so stuff that it doesn't change with every release. And it also provides the news are actually like if you go to mesa3d.org right now, you get all news since the beginning of time in one long page. This actually gives you just like the latest ones. There's a page, there's a link here to reading all of the news, and that's a paginated page, so you get like 10 news entries at the time, and you don't have to load stuff from the mid-90s and stuff there.
The gears turn.
The gears turn if you hover them. So this is kind of my proposal for the website. here's kind of my proposals for the doc site. This builds the documentation. So this converts the documentation to Sphinx, and it's yeah. The link is actually the wrong one. I'm sorry. They should just remove intro.html. I changed that since I wrote the slides. This effort was started by Laura Abbott. She wrote some scripts to automatically convert. I've updated them a bit and fixed up some things. When she worked on it, she was trying to replace the whole Mesa 3D website with this Sphinx site. I wasn't a big fan of that, particularly because of the news. So there's two things. One is that she, like, branding of the website was kind of important when it's the website. So she, like, there was some debate back and forth about making a proper Mesa logo and stuff like that, and I kind of, it gets very opinionated, and people, yeah, have different ideas. Sphinx doesn't handle pagination at all. So the news site, the news page was still like miles long, scroll forever kind of thing. So, and as far as I could see, I tried for a while to find something for Sphinx for this. It doesn't really seem to exist. I guess I could have patched it, but
just a correction, it's not loud, but it's extra.
Hmm?